John and Diane Woods, missionaries out in Arizona to the Native Americans. We've been privileged to be able to be a supporting church of theirs for a number of years. We're so glad that they're able to be with us today. John's going to be preaching this morning and then come back this evening, and they will give us an update concerning their ministry there among the Native Americans in Arizona. So, John, you come. We're so thankful that you and Diane are able to be with us. Because of everything going on in our lives since Friday, they've just kind of came in, and I said, the door's unlocked, help yourself, and I haven't seen them until this morning. So I appreciate their flexibility with everything, and just so glad to have them with us today. John.
Thank you. And first thing I'd like to say this morning, I'm just thankful for all your prayers and support, and we're missionaries with the Navajo Indians, and we do have contact with some of the Hopi Indians. If you come back tonight, and we'll show you what's going on in our ministry. The passage of scripture I like to look at today is found in 1 John chapter 4, and we'll begin with verse 7. 1 John chapter 4, and we'll begin with verse 7. And we've been singing a lot about love this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about God's love this morning, and I'd like to begin reading in verse 7 and verse 8 of 1 John chapter 4. And it says this: Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And when it talks about God as love, it's talking about one of his attributes, one of his characters. And when it says God is love, that means he is always love. There's never a time he stops loving. And the title of this message is Love is Manifested Through Missions, Love is Manifested Through Telling, and Love is Manifested Through Witnessing. And we see that God is love, and those who know God will love. And what does he mean by that? And we're going to learn about that today as we study this passage. And it says, He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Who is a person who is not loving, according to this passage? And the greatest thing that we know that God loved is because of what God did by sending his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sin. In verse 9 it says, And this was manifested, the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten son into the world that we might live through him. What is the greatest way that God showed his love? He sent his only begotten son to die on the cross for us, to pay for our sin, so it says that we could live. Why do everyone need to live? Because the Bible tells us that everyone is dead in their trespasses and sin. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Bible says you're dead. And the way you're dead is you're dead spiritually, and you're going to die physically. And when you die spiritually, you spend eternity in the lake of fire. And the only way you can live is that you come to know Jesus Christ as your Savior. The only way you can be made alive in Christ is to know Jesus Christ as your Savior. And it says this in verse 10, Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sin. How did God show his love? He gave Jesus Christ to die for our sin. And who are sinners? The Bible tells us that all are sinners. For all have come short of the glory of God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And Jesus is the only one who can make the payment for our sin. Jesus shed his blood on the cross. That's why he went to the cross. So he could pay for our sins. Our sin cannot be paid any other way. And if you would turn back in 1 John chapter 2, Verse 2, it says this, For he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but also for the sins of the whole world.
Whose sin did not Christ die for? Christ died for everybody's sin. All the people in all the countries of the world, all the people in the United States, all the people in our prison, God died for every one of their sins. And the only way they can be saved is to come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior. And it tells us in these verses that, how can we do that? And I like to look at a verse in Romans chapter, book of Romans. And I like to look at one verse, it's Romans chapter 5, verse 12. In Romans chapter 5, verse 12, it tells us this. It says this, it says, wherefore by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death had passed all upon all men, for that all have sinned. But you keep reading on, it tells us that Jesus died for it to pay for our sins, and our sins can be forgiven. And the way we're saved is Romans 3:25. It tells us this. It says, whom God has sent to be a propitiation through faith in the blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that pass through the forbearance of God. The only way your sin can be paid for, the only way God will pay for your sins is the blood of Jesus Christ. There's no other way your sin can be paid for. And then it says in verse 11, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. And verse 7 has already told us that the one who is born of God, love. Everyone that is loved is born of God. So it says that if you're truly a Christian, God's love will be in your life. But how will you manifest that love in your life? And it said, no man, in verse 12, has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and that love is perfected in us. And how do you show that love? By loving one another. But how do you love one another and show that you really have that love in your life? And we say, do good things for other people, but we're going to look what the passage has to say, how we know that God's love is perfected in us, that's mature in us. What will we be doing as believers if we're really loving other people? And it tells us this in verse 13, hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit. One way you can love is because God has given you his Spirit. Everyone who believes in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, it dwelleth in him. And this is what this passage is going to say. And the Holy Spirit is the one who will help produce this love in your life. And how are you going to manifest this love? And it tells us that in verse 14. And we have seen and do testify the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. And whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. How do I know one way you have the love of God? The Bible says, if you love me, keep my commandments. But there's another way it tells us here. It says this. It says that whoever will testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Are you telling others about Jesus? Are you telling others that they need Jesus as their Savior? We all need a Savior to be saved from eternity in hell. And you will be confessing that to others. And you'll care about others so much that you want to tell them that Jesus died for them. If you're doing that, you're showing God's love in your life. You're manifesting the love of God by telling others about Christ. And we confess that Jesus is the Son of God. That's very important, because there's a lot of different Jesuses out there in the world, what people believe about Jesus. Who is the Jesus you're telling people about? The Indian religion, and one of their religions will take Jesus and just add him to another spirit in their religion. But Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. And he's God, just like God is eternal. He's loving. He's holy. He's forever. He's everlasting. And he's the Son of God, and God sent him to be the Savior of the world. And if we're showing this love, we're going to show it to others around us. And we should testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. And whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. That's one way I know God dwells in you. And the moment you believe on Jesus Christ, God dwells in you. I got saved at the age of 6. I never heard about God until I went to First Baptist Church in Mishawaka. I never heard God mentioned in my home until I went to that church in the bus ministry and I got saved. And from that moment on, at 6 years I know, I knew God dwelt in me, and I started crying out, Abba, Father. Because the Holy Spirit helped me do that. And you wouldn't believe the prayers that were answered from 6 years old until my dad just passed away at 87 years old in October. The prayers that have been answered since 6 years old. Because God dwelt in me, and I had the Holy Spirit that helped me pray. And he dwelt in him. And we have known and believed the love of God had to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. And the Holy Spirit is there to help us witness. And we need to let the Holy Spirit control our life. The Holy Spirit will constrain us to tell others about Christ and show others God's love. And this reminds me of all the disciples. What happened before the day of Pentecost? What were the disciples doing? Peter denied Christ. All the disciples, when Jesus went on the cross, went and hid. And they were hiding until the day of Pentecost, and they received the Holy Spirit. And Jesus tells us in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, he tells one of the reasons we're going to be given the Holy Spirit. I like to read that verse. But he shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses to me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And they began doing that. They began after the day, on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came, they started sharing with Christ. And even though they went before the rulers, even though they were beaten, nobody could stop them from sharing Christ. They said we ought to obey God rather than man. And by doing this, they were showing the love of Christ to others. And they would share the gospel with those that God brought to them and those that God brought them into contact with. And I like to keep on reading here in John chapter 4, and it said 17, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so we are in this world. Them disciples who were afraid, and now they had boldness. And they were going to have boldness when they come before Christ, because they had shared the love of Christ. They had no afraid of judgment, and had no reason to be afraid of people who would persecute them anymore. Because there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Are you mature in your love? What are you doing for Christ? That's the question to ask you. Are you telling others? Are you ashamed of the gospel? Are you perfect in love? Are you mature in love? And it says we love him because he first loved us. He showed us what that love was by coming here to this earth to die for us. And God wanted to go out to others and share with them the gospel. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And when it talks about brothers here, it's not just talking about Christians, it's talking about the whole human race. Everybody around you, God sees as part of the human race that God created and made in the image of God. And you shouldn't hate no one. You should show love to everyone. And it says in this verse, and this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. So do you love your brother also? Are you telling them about Christ? When you think of that word hate, this is what I always thought of when I first read this. I said, two brothers and sisters, or they get in an argument, one says, I hate you, or something like that. But when I grown and read the passage, I know a person who hated, a person who believed that a certain people group cannot come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior. Or a person who has a certain religion cannot come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior. Or a person who has a certain lifestyle cannot come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior. Or a person, how old they are, cannot come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior. That's hate, your brother. And hate is not willing to get involved in telling others about Jesus. So we see from these verses that love is manifested by mission, love is manifested by telling, and love is manifested by witnessing. Because God sent his son because he loved us, and he sent us out to tell others about Jesus who loved them. And the Spirit indwells you, and that's one of the reasons he gave us your Spirit, with the tell others about Jesus. So let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, and just help us to show your love to others and look for opportunity to share and have God open doors in our life so we can share with others the love of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you, John. If people look at your life and watch you as it relates to your witness to others, telling others of Christ, would they be able to conclude that you know God and that you love him? Many of us go day after day after day never really talking to anyone about Christ. And if that's evidence of your salvation, if that's evidence that you belong to God, would they find enough evidence to convict you of knowing God because you're faithful in witness, faithful in testimony? Thank you, John, for challenging us in that this morning. We certainly need to examine our own lives and our own hearts. Do we love others? First, we need to love God. His love is perfected in us as we love others and tell them of Jesus Christ. Let's bow in prayer. Father, we thank you so much for our time together this morning and these reminders from your word of the importance of how much you love us so that we in turn can love you and have a mature love that shows itself in our love for others. And if we truly love others, we will be telling them of Jesus Christ. Sometimes, Father, we shy away, perhaps out of fear, out of embarrassment, out of being made fun of or mocked. And yet, Father, the most unloving thing we can do is to refuse to tell them about Jesus Christ. May others see our love for you. May others see our love for them, because we are a faithful witness. The gospel of Jesus Christ. It's in his name we pray. Shall we stand? Father, we're so grateful this morning for your love for us. You are love. You manifested that love in sending your Son to die for us. May we manifest our love for you in telling others of that gospel, the good news, how we can know that we have eternal life. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning. May God bless you.